Kufay Gimel Siv Talit. The Kabbalah Mishnei Yodov Kshematchil Levoch Noit Lebi Yemina. He should take it in both hands, and then when he starts to make the bracha, he should put it into his right hand. Below Yisayev Esmo. He shouldn't have his left hand supporting his right. It should be totally in his right hand. His right hand should be in the ear holding the cup. Says the Ramo. The Hainu Davka Shaloi Tigas Mo Bekois. Most of the only problem with the left hand helping out is if they're both holding the cup. If he puts the left hand under his right hand to support it, strengthen it, then it is mutter. That is permitted. Mishnah Berurah says that he brings a shalot, HaKodesh, it says a pikabola. The best way to hold the cup is in the palm of your hand, and your fingers going up the sides of the cup. Also says you should not have gloves on your hands when you're holding the kosher bracha. It's more mechubah to hold it with your hands. Magbia says the mechaber magbihoi meakaka tefach. One should also hold it up a tefach from the table, which many people not makbid on, but one should do that. It's between 8 and 10 centimeters above the table. In other words, if he's sitting on the floor, so it has to be one tefach above the floor. If he's on a table, so he has to pick it up from the table, a tefach. He should look at the kosher bracha, so he should not be masir das. Obviously, if he's looking at the bench, that's even better. But if he's, means that even if you look in the bench, take a glance at it here and there. Says the Rambo, Valkein, Ein, Loichim, Kois, Shapiv, Tsar, Shakurim, Glukulats. Shouldn't take a cup that has a very thin neck, the Baruch Olof. Why? Because then you won't be able to see the wine inside of it. Continues the Mechava onwards. Meshagroi le'ishtoi shetishtu mimenu. The one who drinks the kosher bracha should give it to his wife. This is a bracha for the wife also.